My name is Radical Russ Belville. I'm with CannabisRadio.com. I do a live daily two-hour talk radio show that covers all the news and the science and all the stuff going on in the world of marijuana legalization. But before I did all that, I was one of these guys. Back in the 90s, I used to play rock and roll. I had hair back then. I miss my hair. Every time I hear stages like this, I'm like, God damn, shit. Miss my hair, man. But I came to weed through rock and roll. My dad was a drug and alcohol counselor, so like I grew up in the 80s, it's all, just say no. Hell, they had the first lady on like Different Strokes. Arnold, just say no. It was awful, man. It was terrible. And so I got into this rock band, and I'd never smoked weed. I'd never even seen weed. Like, I was like 22 years old before I smoked weed.
No way.
22, it's crazy. Like, all of my friends are like, dude, I was like 12. Like, where were you? I'm like, I was in Idaho. Okay, give me a break, not my fault. But I was in this band, and I'd been drinking up till then. Oh yeah, I've been drinking. Some reason that wasn't a drug. You could drink. I started drinking when I was 16. We snuck wine coolers. Remember Bartles and James wine coolers, man? We snuck Bartles and James wine coolers in our trench coats to Ghostbusters, the original Ghostbusters. Right? Snuck them in, got all drunk in the movie, right? Set them all down on the floor, and my buddy's like, dude, when you get up, don't kick the bottles. Kick. Click, 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 click. And they roll all the way down the movie theater. Click, 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 click. So I've been drinking for years. Oh, man, I've been drinking. I drank more than you, faster than you, longer than you, better than you. I was a professional drinker. I had it down. I had it so down so well that it was beginning to really interfere with my college, right? Like, I was a really smart guy. I was one of those nerds. I was honor society guy. The college, man, I died out. 1.88 GPA. Man, right to hell, man. Spent all my college loan money. That was all gone. So I was just a drinker, man. But of course, I didn't have a problem with drugs. I didn't do drugs. Just say no to drugs. So I'm in this band, and we had a 4th of July gig. It's 1990. After the gig, great gig. We go up to the hotel room. They're all long-haired guys, and I just got out of the National Guard, so I'm just barely starting to grow my hair, and it got longer in the 90s. But so we go to the hotel room, and then one of them whips out a joint. One of the long-haired guitar players whips out a joint, starts passing it around. I'm like, oh my God, I'm in a band that does drugs. All these guys do drugs. Oh my God, they do drugs. And the joints start to get passed around. It's coming close to me. I'm getting nervous. I'm like, oh, these guys. Oh. It comes to me, and I'm like, no thanks. And they went, oh, all right. And that was my first clue. It's like, wait a minute. What's the, come on, you pussy, you gotta do it. What kind of man? Because that was happening with alcohol, right? Guys, you know, growing up, it's like, drink, 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 chug, chug. Weed, it was like, oh, good, more for us. I kept passing around. About 3 or 4 times around with a joint, and they're just giggling and laughing at shit and talking, and the guitar player's playing some really cool noodly shit, right? I'm like, oh, that's great. And I'm like, oh, let me try that. Give me that. Let me see. And that was when it hit me. I was like, wait a minute. This is drugs? This is what you wanted me to stay away from. I just feel mellow. I got the munchies, and everything is really funny. I've been spending 6 years puking on my shoes, waking up with strange ladies, and flunking out of college over alcohol. And this is what you were keeping me from. And from that moment, man, I was pissed off. It was like, how dare you try to keep this away from me? Especially like the next day. You know, you wake up that next day and you're like, what? No hangover? No, you know, aches and pains? No scrapes from getting in a fight? This is what we're trying to keep from people. And it was that realization. And it was nothing to me for years. Like, I kept playing rock music, and this was Idaho, right? So we had to keep it on the DL, right? You keep it completely hidden as much as you could, being long-haired rock musicians. And got later on in the 90s, and then I met this woman who would later become my wife, who's now my ex-wife, but that's irrelevant at this point. And I'd never thought of it as medicine, right? It was just like, hey, we're just, you know, pot-smoking musicians. Woo, party, right? Well, she had endometriosis, which is like periods times a million, I guess. And then she had migraine headaches, right? And then so she's like, no, I don't smoke pot. My brothers smoke pot. They're total potheads. I don't want to smoke pot. It's okay for you, though. You do just fine on it. I'm like, okay, whatever. And then like about the 6th time she got one of these serious migraines and wanted to get kicked in the emergency room, and I kept looking at her pocketbook, and we're out of money. I'm like, why don't you try smoking a joint? I could never do that. I'd be a father. You just try smoking a joint. I'm taking you to the emergency room. And she's got that migraine aura going on. She's like, all right, I'll try it. She got that same look I got 10 years ago when she went, this is pot? What? Because the migraine went, boom, just went right away. Like watching a cartoon now. And so at that moment, I said, well, honey, now we got to move. I've been a stoner in Idaho for a decade. I know how to get away with this shit. You're going to get me busted. You're going to mess this all up for me. We're going to Oregon. So we left for Oregon in 2003. I started getting involved with activism, started going to different rallies and meetings and marches when I started meeting medical marijuana patients. And people with MS who, like, you know, would be in crippling pain and then they smoke some weed and they were cool. I met people, this woman who has this Tourette's disorder, but she's like really tick, right? She's totally tick, 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 tick. And she's a graphic designer. Like, wow, that takes fine motor coordination to do that, you know, whether you're doing it digitally or with paintbrushes or whatever. And yeah, she uses her cannabis oil. Boom, she's totally calm. She's gets her work done. And I met more and more of these people, and I thought, wow, it's not just partying and having fun. It's also medicine. And that's one thing I worry about sometimes. We talk about medical marijuana as we try to separate us. No, I don't think it's separate at all. I think it's all one thing. I think all that pot smoking I was doing in the 90s was keeping me from drinking myself to death or ending up with a heroin overdose. There's something medical to that in there. So I said I wasn't going to take too much of the time, and I'm taking a little of their time because it meant a lot to me that we got this Cavi Gold stage for the first year here at Seattle Hemp Fest. This is my like 12th Hemp Fest that I've come to. And it's great to have this stage, Cavi Gold. Scott McKinley and the people with Cavi Gold and Caviar Gold have been doing so much to support this. And as we legalize, there's a lot of people that are jumping into this because there's money. I get, like I do my cannabis radio talk show, and I get to talk to all these business entrepreneurs and these investment fund guys that are pumping millions and billions into this, and they don't know the culture. They don't know what it was like to be outside of a redneck bar in Mountain Home, Idaho, in the alley, cupping your joint inside so the cherry wouldn't show to the cop that's parked over there looking for guys to catch in the dark parking lot. They don't know what we went through. They don't know us losing our jobs, losing our kids, losing our families because we got caught for weed. I lost a career in information technology because the hair in my armpits said that I was a pot smoker. That's right, I've been doing a job for 2 years and they said, well, you gotta take a drug test. I said, okay, I can pass a pee test. No, it's a hair test. I said, well, hair test, go for it. What are you gonna find? Oh, they'll find some hair. Oh, now hold on a minute. I don't want this job that bad. No, the woman shaved the hair off my armpits and chest and collected a little plastic bag to prove that I was a pot smoker. No good at the job I'd been doing for 2 years. And so those little things, they pile up and they piss you off. And it's important to not get too pissed off. It's important to direct that the right way. And then some of us, especially in rock and the rock culture, have a very anti-authoritarian attitude with good reason. We've been busted because our hair was too long. We had tattoos or whatever it is. We got a Slayer sticker on the back of the window or something. They don't like that. They're going to, oh, you don't hear us, we'll get you. So we have this anti-authoritarian attitude, which sometimes makes us go, well, screw the system. We're not going to vote. It doesn't happen. Doesn't matter, right? Which is great for them. They love that when you bow out. Oh, you're not going to vote? Great. We don't need your vote. We don't want you to tell us what to do. Great. And it feels like it doesn't do anything, but the very fact that we're here right now smoking pot in a big old park and nobody's doing anything about it kind of shows you that voting does do something. Doesn't always work the way we want it. Doesn't always get you everything you want, but Stone said you can't always get what you want, but if you try sometime, you might find you get what you need. What I need is some rock and roll and some weed. So thank you for listening to me rant on, because it's my kind of an anniversary for me at Seattle Hemp Fest, and it's 25th Hemp Fest, and it's the first year of Cavi Gold Stage. A lot of cool things going on. I'm Radical Russ. You can find me online as Radical Russ on anything that has a username. I probably have a MySpace account still. I don't know. But if I do, it's Radical Russ out there. Thanks for listening to me on CannabisRadio.com. I appreciate taking the time to listen. Have fun. Rock on. Woo!